Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Off-Centered Outdoors Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Dockstetter, along with my partner in crime. What are we going to call you today, Chucky?
The formerly shoeless, currently slipper-wearing midget moron, Ojai animal stuffer.
Okay, there you go.
In some order of thereof. I've decided to... Oh, go ahead.
No, you're good.
I decided to apply it to the FAA. Because I heard they were hiring, like, blind people, and they actually said dwarfs and mentally ill, including psychotics. So I go, man, I got, like I'm overqualified.
You'll fit right in over there.
Well, can you imagine the runway drama? Flight 162, cleared to land on slot 15, or was that? Flight 15 on slot 162.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well. Someone go somewhere, but try not to hit nothing.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then I was singing about the blind guy flying the airplane with his guide dog.
Well, hell yeah.
Or me flying an airplane because I can't reach the lookout thing.
You know? Uh-huh.
The winch, what do you call it?
the thing you look out.
So... I was thinking, God, there's so many reasons to get a new career in government that, and they can't not hire me.
Yeah.
But think about that next time you fly.
There's a reason I don't fly too often, isn't there?
Well, I was thinking that's why we're driving the world show.
Hey, on the plus side, when you land, you get a parking or a handicap spot.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey. Never mind.
No. Go for it.
I just was thinking. That's really something to think about. You really want to fly. All of a sudden, I'm all making all these jokes about, but they'll hire some guy like me.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll have that all runway will be all screwed up, and the planes will be all, you know, messed up for days. And
Instead of hiring the person best fit for the job, let's make it inclusive and hire whoever applies.
Or you could hire, like, a mechanics. That's what I'm really, you know. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to tighten the bolt.
Yeah.
I thought they said loosen the motor, you know.
Well, yeah.
Right?
It's got to be torqued to the right spec, I guess, right?
Yeah, what's torque?
Exactly.
What's a spec?
The goose.
Huh?
The goose.
Yeah, it is. That's what I mean. What's a spec? You mean a specification?
I guess.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, you got the alleged phone thing. Figured out.
It might just work. We'll have to wait and see if our...
I texted someone because, as usual, we were prepared.
Yeah. Well, as
beyond.
It,
as it is our custom. Like, we got it running. You got it running yesterday, and then we didn't think to line up anybody for this week.
No, why would we? No, but hey, it's a... Like we've said previously, it's a learning process, so you guys get to learn with us as we do. So, just like one of our videos... If it fails, just don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Speaking of failing, today we're doing new things.
There's no failing allowed today.
Nope. Well, we don't call it fail anymore. What the hell? I can't think of what Rick Crane calls it, because it's not failing. But I don't know.
No, we're not going to fail today. We'll get it done regardless. So.
Well, we always do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sadly.
Taking a little bit of a personal day to day and doing some personal projects.
So. Yeah, as I've been saying, everyone wanting to, you know.
Heck yeah.
But something interesting that'll get me in trouble again while we wait. Wait, let me look. I didn't hear it. Make a hideous noise, as Wendy said.
Well, the kids are back in London, right?
Yep.
And how you doing with a quiet house again?
Oh, it's weird.
I don't doubt it.
No, it is, because it was like we went from us to this you know, the whole deal with the little one. And for, you know, for someone that weighs like 4 pounds, she's got the gait of like a brontosaurus or something.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 in the morning, you know. And and sadly, we miss her more. It's funny.
Oh, I bet.
So I'm gonna mess her up, make her call me. I'm gonna video me in her bedroom with her dolls or something, and she'll Gail, she'll get upset and say, get out of my room or something.
Something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They made it back safe, and I don't know. It was a good trip because I got to know my son-in-law a little better.
That's good.
And come to some kind of... I understand him a little more now. Well, I don't understand his English, but I understand his business and all, you know.
Yeah.
And why he's doing this and that. And I said, Ben, why don't you just tell me? You know, because I was speculating all this crap and, you know. Mm-hmm. And because if he waits another X amount of months, then he's vetted in this deal. And then now it's millions.
No, I got you.
You got me?
Yeah.
And I go, well, duh.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah, just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I won't bug you, you know. Well, I don't bug him anyway, but, you know, mm-hmm. it won't bug me. Let's put it that way. Yeah. But I think he likes to bug me.
Everybody's got to have a hobby.
Yeah, and then Scarlett's obsessed with the guitars now.
That's good.
It is good. It is good. So I made a New Year's restitution that you got to help me keep, because when you say for me to bug you too, I need to start my lessons before she comes back mm-hmm. so I can start her a little bit and then go together in the summer or something. Well, so you got to bug me. I found a guy and
well, good.
It's a pretty good one, I guess. I don't know. You know, like Three Dogs Night, ex-bassist or whoever.
There you go.
Ever current hippies up here. Used to be the Steppenwolf bass player, but I don't know if he's, you know.
I'm sure there's a couple of them around up here. It seems to be kind of a mecca for...
Oh, no, there is. No, I'm when I say that, I'm not. Weirdos. I'm actually not joking.
No, you for know? Sure. Well, hell, the way
well,
you
Well, people
do
don't know Three Dog Night.
Walk in here and see Glenn Hughes sitting at the desk one day. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of that, Uncle Butch sent you a hat.
Oh, cool.
Over there, it's elk. Something.
Oh, nice.
Signed by that.
Awesome. That's right. I forgot he said he was going to send that.
Signed by that.
Tough Cooper.
Yeah. Who's allegedly a cowboy.
Yep. Yep. I think he's number 4 in the world tie down roper from last year. So.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. You never know who you're going to meet.
Maybe he can get him in here one day and he can rope down some of the guys that haven't picked up their deer head.
Maybe.
Yet.
Or maybe we get him tie Jeff up in the corner.
Yeah.
He might like that, though. I don't know.
Ah, dude, don't get me started. I just told him. I said, you know, I'm going to embarrass you today.
Uh-huh.
And because this, God dang it, I wasn't going to say nothing. I said, I'm not going to do it.
Uh-huh.
But then now I said that we got the wheel coming for real.
Yeah.
With the numbers, and then we're going to read the cards. But then yesterday he told me, because this only makes sense in Jeffland.
Yeah.
That his license expired yesterday, but for some reason he was going to go to the DMV today after it expired. And I said, why don't you just, it's not expiring today, just go online and renew it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh. Maybe. I go, or is it because it's Tuesday? You can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he's got a test again.
No, he doesn't. It's just a thing. Well, so he says. But you know what I mean. Like, you just send the money in and check the...
I gotcha.
You know, check your sexual whatever they make you do now. I left a lot of shit blank when I did my MRI. Oh, man. Why'd I bring that up?
I don't know. It's obviously something you want to talk about, I guess.
No, a little bit. I mean, it's a little bit, you know, because you go to the doctor comes in and then you know what he's going to say because I already guessed.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I guessed it to the number. And then he says, well, we're going to do this and that. And then, so you do this and that. And then they make you wait a whole week.
Yeah.
Rather than like they could call you the same day I took the MRI, the guy said he'll have it.
Yeah.
By the afternoon. Or they could call me the next day.
Yeah, as you would think one would
do. No, but now they got to make me go in a week later, and so you got to sit there. It's like when the, hopefully this never happens to you.
Yeah.
when they get the warrant for your arrest, it's always at 4:45 on Friday.
Well, that makes sense.
Then you have to sit in the can over the weekend.
That's what I hear.
You know, to, well, you hear correctly.
Yeah.
Because they don't hear the thing till Monday.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So, then your wife has to pick you up by the 101 at the government center. Because they let you out at like 5 a.m., you know? So I heard. You know?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, we all wish you the best. I'm sure everything will come out just fine.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. You know what?
I'm the only one sitting here, but you know what I mean. We have...
No. You know, I heard this guy one time who was actually dying. Mm-hmm. And he said, like, why me? And then he said, well, why not me?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, so.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just the life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And plenty of people have had this, and they fight, and, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't even know that I mean, you know.
No, for sure. Yeah, it could be nothing.
Could be nothing.
It could have been that jelly bean you lost.
I was thinking, you know, I might have followed Levi's thing and accidentally swallowed. I mean, I thought I'm out there like, that's a new way, like, to do the metal detector.
Absolutely.
Just swallow a bunch of magnets and roll around on the ground and see if it
yeah, well, if you're not in the know, my genius son swallowed a magnet the other day, so.
Yeah.
But on the plus side, we got it back.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
We might have a guest.
Yeah. We're on now. Not new now. See?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, we might have a guest.
We'll see. We'll see what he says right now. But, yeah. So, what else is going on in Chucky World besides being nervous about tomorrow's deal?
Oh, well, I'm setting up.
Yeah, looks like
setting up.
Getting ready to go to work.
Yep. And, every wall pit I had to chop and drop, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
as you do.
Yeah. This one I thought I could just cut off all those back hooks and then I wouldn't have to do it, but he told me the guy might get upset.
Yeah, he might not appreciate that too much.
No, the only one I don't think I'll have to is that
smaller one.
That Sitka over there.
Yeah.
Sitka. Looks like it Sitka.
Sitka are from Alaska.
No, I know. I just hey.
I knew what you meant. That's all that matters.
I'm practicing for my air controller job.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Because that'll, but you know, I mean.
Yeah. Well, hey, I figured let's play a quick little fun game today.
Okay.
All right. We're going to come up with two predictions for the year. You come up with two. I'm going to come up with two. And we're going to seal them. And at the end of the 2024, we'll see who was the closest. And whoever wins gets a special prize.
It's not Jeff, is it?
No.
The prize?
No.
Okay.
That's a booby prize.
All right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Right. We used to have, like on one radio show, they had what they call a Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ghoul pool.
Yeah.
We could predict who's going to die this year.
Yeah, you just never know. But yeah, two predictions for the year. It could be personal, professional, world, whatever you want to do. Just whoever's the closest at the end of the year to their predictions is the winner.
Okay, I already got you two
go,
or three.
Go first with the first one. We'll take turns.
Oh, we're going to say them?
Yeah.
I think...
Yeah, we'll say them right here so they live on in computer land, and then we'll write them down and put them in an envelope.
I think if Rudy comes to the world show, he's going to win a world title.
That's a pretty safe assumption there, I think.
Oh, is that too... Were you going to say that one?
No, not at all. That's a great one.
And then the other one, this is controversial. I think Trump is going to be our first convicted felon president.
Yeah, yeah, I think those are both pretty fair.
I could go on.
No, we're only doing two. We don't have all day.
No, I wasted it on...
Well, you can erase one.
Oh, that's all right. Go with yours.
Let's see. I think your current sitting president won't be around at the end of the year.
Okay, I got a whole thing on
so
that.
There's the first president. There's the first...
Okay, that's a good one.
And then,
that's
I have a feeling... that we're going to end up getting some kind of a crazy big job that's going to, like, totally change things. So those are my two predictions.
You know, the reason I went silent is because, what did I tell you? I don't want to wreck it, your prediction, but mm-hmm. I'm thinking there's something.
Yeah, I think so too. That's kind of why I went with that.
I don't know why, but I just do.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, we'll put those in an envelope and seal it away until the end of the year, and whoever wins gets to pick something cool for us to get.
Okay, how do we do this? Call if you want, he said.
All right, here, we'll call him. Let's plug you in. All right, so we're going to talk to everybody's favorite redneck today. It's been a while since we checked in with him.
Yeah, we need to.
Since we figured out this whole technology thing, we might as well give her a shot, right?
And he's got some, he's been up to some, practicing for my new job of, you know,
mm-hmm.
saying correct names. And, there it is. Okay. You do what you do.
All right. Oh.
You could have probably found that in 1 second, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Plug in my little special adapter here.
Oh, you got an adapter?
Yep.
Do we have to speaker it or no?
Nope. Okay. It'll go right into your microphone there.
Okay, just call him.
All right, let's call him.
Yep. This is going to be great. Oh, hey, it's ringing in my ear.
Yep.
I heard it's a brisk, balmy 17 there.
Oh, my God, dude. That's unreal. I'm out here on the street, man.
Again?
I've got to go to the good old Walmart. Hang on a second. My truck might take over, so.
All right.
Hang on a second. It might take over. So, I'm losing for a second. I'll try and come over right now.
No worries.
Sounds like a personal problem, man.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds pretty chilly. Way more than I want to deal with.
Yeah.
We just came back actually from the coast. We came back yesterday. And so I watched it go from the Texas coast where it was 75 degrees. And by the time I hit Austin, it was like 20. And then all of a sudden it was, I think when we got home, it was 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Dude, you beat me to it. Hey, so late, let's back up a minute. First of all, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And then the amazing Chuck Testa signature ornament available soon. Advanced orders have been taken. And then those Christmas ornaments you sent us are pretty amazing. I mean, I'm assuming that's what they are. Are those actual functioning pocket cannons for self-defense?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The answer is supposed to be nope.
Nope. After all these years.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, so I didn't know how it was going to be. It's like, because all of a sudden, you know, when we were growing up and stuff, you know, for a while that we had two different sisters besides ours, we had to go to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same as me. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm in shorts all Christmas anyway. That's how I roll.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, well, you're our first test victim. Matt got an adapter kit.
I figured out how to work the telephone part of this dang recorder thing. So, yeah, you're our
first victim.
Yeah.
Now we got to, yeah, yep. Yeah. And now we got to get back to business. You got to plan the Ask a Redneck section again when we have you on. And, hey, I heard you one of your art pieces went to some J. Jiggy's or Ziggy somebody or... Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to say proprietary technology. Sorry, that cracked me up. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Heck no. Yeah.
Yeah, but what was the person that did it or something? Wasn't it some rapper or... No?
Oh.
Jay-Z. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Like me and Matt, you mean?
Oh, wow. Nice. That's cool. Absolutely. No
I guess
doubt.
Now I'll never hear the end of it because you're professional now. You're up there right with Hunter Biden, man, dude, you know? Yeah. Oh, so hey, anyway, yeah, but it's good to have you back on you know, we kind of got sidetracked with a bunch of stuff, but the podcast is starting to gain. Well, if your parents are gone, sadly, we lost two viewers, so they're, I'm sorry about your, that loss, but, yeah, but, hey, I'm gonna, the reason I haven't sent that part yet is I had to order a special pour, and it was taking longer, but I'll get it to you for our other top secret project. Yeah. I told my wife, my buddy in LA, he was going to get that sleep shot that I'm working on, you know, that big ass Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was seriously concerned for a minute when I saw that silicone mold. I was going, oh God, what are you doing, John? You know. Could be worse, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was great stuff, man. It was like the land of the lost, you know. What was the little monkey guy's name, if you can say that? Chaka. Yeah. Chaka. No, dude, I just realized that Jeff was a child actor. Goldfish. He was a Chaka, you know. Think about it.
Yeah.
Look at the resemblance, you know. Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh yeah, that's cool. I love it. That's awesome. Oh wow. Huh, interesting. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, we're going at full speed trying to get stuff done. So
plus we're doing for the circus, and then we got the World Circus is our other our big plan. We're gonna pack that. We're gonna drive that rocket all the way to the World Show.
Yeah,
you know. It's in Iowa.
Iowa, yeah.
Don't ask me the name of the town.
It's the first part of August.
First part of August, yeah. I'll be knee deep in craziness by then, or I'll join you.
No doubt.
Yeah, I got two gun things I'm supposed to go through, a competition with an archer saw that I've...
Oh, I forgot all about that other 9 jobs you have, so...
Yeah, well, I gotta go, I need to do that. Well, it sucks, you know, because my guns do call out because I haven't shot them in a while, you know?
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. That sounds pretty expensive nowadays.
No, what made my life was nothing says whatever therapy like shooting a cannon right through the nuts of a Sasquatch, or, you know. That day was unbelievable, man, in that undisclosed location. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But...
I got some mannequins, and I was going to shoot them. I was thinking, well, I think I paid 100
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of mannequins, so I got my war room almost done, and I may have forgot to tell my son-in-law that there was three mannequins set up. One of them had an MP40, you know. So he comes back from England, and it's like I don't know what time of night. He goes in there, and he's minding his business, right? And then he turns around, and all of a sudden we hear this screech, you know. He didn't know whether to shit or go, but yeah, it was really good. And I didn't even do it on purpose or nothing. I didn't even think about telling, you know. And what was really funny was he was in there, and they put their luggage and stuff in there because it used to be like the catch-all room, you know. So he's putting all the stuff out and getting all her things, and he's in there like 15, 18 minutes, and then, you know, got up and turned around. Yeah. Well, I'll take it, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got stuff like that. And I got that really cool, I think I saved it, a World War One train car from FBI. Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what? Before you sell, I was seeing on some of my sites, some of that trench art is getting kind of pricey. Like $300-$500, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a very cool thing. You know, look the guy up and ask his name on the front, he's like in the 353rd or something like that.
Yeah, see, and that's what makes it even more special when you can, you know, when it has whatever that fancy word is I'm looking for.
Authenticity?
They call it a providence or something. Is that the right correct word?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, since they used to call them, you know, dog soldier and all that, and the British pup tents and all that, so that's where they got the nickname for the, you know, dog whatever, but they can... probably registered with the AKC. Oh, took me too long to get into that joke. I'm a little out of practice, but, you know.
Here's one cold thing, I'm thinking about cold, like saying stuff. Colder than a well digger's ass. Y'all ever heard that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, are you really digging a well and when it's saying, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, how did they come up with some of that stuff? Yeah, it can break your brain trying to figure out.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just a bunch of them. My dad used to throw them out there all the time. And then a colder and a woman's corn after something. I don't remember.
What's that one? Don't get your tit in a ringer. That was actually a real from the old-fashioned washing machines. For real. When they were, you know, and I guess it really happened.
You never know.
So you know how they got flattened out, man. That was I don't know. You start thinking, you know, and then and what happens is, like, when you're in your shop, I'm sure it might be the same when you're out there and you're working and you got nothing to do but think, you know. So you just, because like I was thinking, Nick brought up that flat earth deal, you know, and he told me that they think the earth is flat, and when you get to the end, there's a UN Navy to turn you around. But then what I was thinking was, if the earth is flat, what's on the bottom? You know, you get what I mean? Like, like, is it like a thin crust pizza or is it like a deep dish pizza? I mean, is there a whole nother world of people upside down on the bottom? Or, I mean,
you just never know,
you know, and then I go, why am I, you know, this is what I'm thinking, you know, I'm way too much, you know what I mean? Thinking way too hard about this stuff.
I don't think it's cheese it's stuffed with, though.
Yeah. Oh, we made two predictions for the year. We sealed them for us, yeah. And then see what comes true, you know.
Man, I'm hoping I did. I don't know. I'm not really smart when it comes to real estate and all that stuff. But I know, like, the housing market down here, it's even as we're looking at now, then you got, well, it's kind of like with vehicles. You know, there's people paying $80,000 for a damn vehicle, $90,000 for a truck, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, you know, they've had it for 4 years now, they still owe $80,000, but they haven't paid that off at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Worth about 15. Mm-hmm. Now, though, these people are, you know, because they were so fast, you know, they have a $300,000 house, while they're $300,000. Guess what? The bank's not going to loan somebody that kind of money, so they're cash buyers.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying that you think a real estate's going to go down?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's just, I think it's going to implode.
Yeah, no, that's my... I didn't want to make that prediction, but that's one of my other things. I'm something's going to happen.
I have an important question, though. When you buy your new house, are you going to take your hole with you, or are you going to make a new one?
Yes.
So the state of Texas, I live on a major highway, right? So there's a lane. So they're having to relocate my telephone pole. The state bought that right away, so you know, the state now. So they install all the, you know, they're drilling holes. They come in my front yard to drill this shot off the pole. They're there for like 3 days.
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe it's warmer down there. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, you should have put your sleeve stack crawling out of it, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
And so then all of a sudden I get this email from the state of Texas. So obviously it went to the top. They got my email. And he's telling me, Mr. Gary, they always text me up, but I'll never be a Mr. Gary.
Yeah.
He said, the hold up is us right now. So we're.
Yeah, what? Well,
Yeah, that could be problematic for sure. Yeah.
Well, maybe you ought to get the Guinness people out there, man. Maybe you got the record, world record pole hole or something. I don't know. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, I bet.
On top of that, so the first time they said, Uh-huh. It's about a 10-foot or 12-foot in diameter erosion going into the hole. That's how big the thing.
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go. State of Texas, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's funny, John. I love it too. You'll never be a Mr. Green like I'll never. Well. In the court documents, I was Mr. Testa under where it says defendant.
Yeah.
You know, but but other than that, I don't like to be Mr. You know.
There you go. Yeah. You can't get any higher to the top than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to do something like that, but like my wife's like, you can't do that because then they'll take it serious.
Yeah. No.
That's great.
Yeah. I forgot that was your other claim to fame. Well, good. At least it's a trifecta.
That makes you just about the most famous person I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
No doubt.
Well, they're wondering why you're not outside walking around talking to yourself. You know, with the, you know what I mean? With a twitch and all that.
Uh huh.
So. Well, all right, John. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
But we as a test. Yeah, we'll, next time we'll give you more warning and we're going to get some questions in advance for you. And we'll stay in touch on all this other deals we got cooking, you know. And we thank. Oh man, it just. But people want, you know, it's for some weird reason. And then, and what I really appreciated about it is your technology on your mold and your mold mother mold, because it looks just as messy as our shit, you know. You know, so I'm guessing.
Oh, shit.
A what?
A mat ornament.
Oh, good. How are you going to do the beard, man? It's going to be like this long-ass thing. It might,
it's just gonna might look have like to a be starfish a three, when he sculpts three-piece an asshole.
Mold or something. To...
Oh, there you go. I like it. There you go. I love it.
Yeah, you do. You got to have a set, you know.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And then, right, right. You know, we're going to do like a few little other things like we were talking about for, you know, devil horns and all kinds of stuff, you know, for Easter bunny. You know what I mean? It's limitless. Dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What was that? It's called Gosh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because we learned all kinds of lessons about silicone.
Yep.
And oil clay and how much sulfur content. I mean, it's shit, we should have paid attention during physics or science or something, you know, because, you know, you think you're never going to need this shit. And then next thing you know, you're...
I'm a big believer in oil-based clays, like the plasticine. Hmm. course, my redneck buddies are coming here, so they'll see a big jug of gasoline and ask his son.
Yeah.
It's for the hole.
Yeah.
It's for that hole out there.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd need. I don't know. Oh, God, Matt, that's a good idea. You're hilarious, man.
All right, brother. Well, hey, I appreciate talking to you. We'll talk to you again.
Yeah, all we'll right, be man. In touch.
Stay warm.
Stay warm, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was fun. Hopefully, yeah. I can get this recording to work right, and it will be really good. But
yeah, because I got another guy, a comic, wants to come on.
Oh, good.
A good actual comic, and I don't know. We might have to put up a child warning on that one.
Nah, there's already one, so we're okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
because he's been known to. What did he say when I talked to him the other day? He goes, "Oh man, I got laid after my show last night." He goes, "My ass is still sore." You know?
See, that's where you need the Vaseline.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a fun episode. Hopefully, yeah. Like, you know, I said, hopefully
it's so
this...
good to talk. You know, like we get back to having the guests on now.
Yeah, hopefully this works out and I didn't completely fuck this up. So, you just never know.
And as it was that simple of a part.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, absolutely.
Hung us up for a year.
Actually, what hung us up was this cord. The black one.
Oh.
The one I had was this long. That was not long enough to do anything of any kind of good.
I see. And then you had to special order that long one?
No, I just had to remember to buy it when I went to the store.
Well, you know what?
Remembering is not always my strong suit, despite popular belief.
No, you make me. You should apply to the FAA, too. I was supposed to.
I'm going
to
be the guy with the light-up flashlights and shit.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you'll have them. Oh, I should do that. I mean, I can see, can you see the videos now?
Uh-huh.
The planes are going like. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, we're about ready to wrap this deal up. You got anything else going on we need to talk about?
No, I just confused the neighbors again with my flags.
Well, that's good.
Sadly, my one that was in Afghanistan, that windstorm, I didn't get it down in time and it tore.
Oh.
So until I get another one, I put up my Motorhead flag. So now I have an Israeli flag and a Motorhead flag.
Perfect.
And it's like a yin and yang kind of thing. Yeah, you know? Yeah. So that's all.
Well, good deal. Yeah. So
I'm looking forward to, you know, working on that stuff today.
Yeah. Yeah. And, we're going to do some top secret stuff here and hopefully it works out the way it's supposed to.
I was looking at those pictures and there was a picture you pulled up that had some detail on it that I hope you printed out. But if you didn't, I need to have you. Look it back. It's probably in your
I think I know which ones you're talking about. Printed out a couple, so hopefully I printed the right ones.
Yep. All right,
well, hell, let's get out of here.
Let's get some work done.
Absolutely.
It's warm enough now. It's about 40. I'm gonna ditch these slippers. Matt made the decision for me because I was standing here like on the ice floor. What are you doing? I go, well, technically not freezing.
Out here shivering like one of them chihuahuas.
You know, and I go, maybe, are you going to do it? And it's like, I'll do it. Matt said to do it.
Yeah,
so.
Time for shoes. Yeah. All right, guys. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode. Be sure to check us out everywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube.
And then don't forget to check out John on Facebook. I mean, he's a great...
Go check out John on Facebook, and John Guerin, or you can, CHAG?
CHAG
Munitions. It sounds like he's still got a little bit going there. So go check him out. I'll put a link to his stuff in the description. And check Chuck out at Ojai_Valley_Taxidermy on Instagram. And you can follow me everywhere. At Butcher Shop Taxidermy.
Yeah.
And or you can not go by my name and there's always that too.
Or you can just not care.
Yeah. So we're going to get the hell out of here. You guys have a good one and we'll check in next week.
Just remember, we're us.
And you're not.